You know, I just don't understand humans. They'll save their money, and then they'll throw it away in the stock market. If you're going to gamble, don't bet on people, bet on horses. You can get a lot of solid information about horses. For instance, what's the condition of the track? Does the jockey make me want to chance it? Does the horse like mud? Has he got good blood? Did he show up good at Narragansett? Now, let's suppose you're thinking of making a small investment in AT&T. How can you figure the odds? Can you ask yourself, who's the chairman of the board? Would you bet on the kind of guy that he is? Would you risk your dough when you just don't know what the future of AT&T is? But you know, with horses, the son of man of war must be as sterling as they come. But the son of a big executive can turn out to be a bum. There's something about a horse that really gets you. But a fellow who bets on Wall Street can go bust. You can feel a horse's leg and look behind and underneath. You can check his molars and decide will he wear a winner's wreath. But you can't walk into U.S. Steel and count the boss's teeth. There's something about a something about a something about a horse that you can trust. Wilbur says, I see what you mean, Ed. You pick out 8 securities, they're well diversified. And to ensure that you're at ease, you give them all a ride. But they can all be losers, and you take it on the chin. But bet 8 horses in a race, and one is bound to win. Roger says, you know, Wilbur, you're right. The racing form has got a swarm of facts to put your dough on. What's a jockey weigh? Who's the horse's trainer? If it rains all day, if he's off his hay, will the horse be a complainer? The girls say,
but there ain't no meat in a Wall Street sheet, no solid tips to go on.
Babson says to buy. Barron says to sell. Dow admits it's high. Jones ain't gonna tell. Ask any business analyst in this here town.
He'll say the market's going up.
That is, if it don't go down. There's something about a businessman that throws you. But with horses, you got a measure of control. So you got a nag who's losing, and his name's a dirty word. Let him have that hypodermic, and he'll fly just like a bird. But how can you shoot a goofball into Henry Ford III? A horse has an honest face. He's out there to win the race. There's something about a something about a something about a horse you can't replace.